Hello everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Today's topic is Talk About It, and the title of today's lesson is The Singing Contest. The Singing Contest. Anna, do you like to sing?
Well, sure I do, Peter. I love to sing, but I'm not very good at it. Hello, friends. My name is Anna, and I'm here to help you with your English.
Yeah, so I don't like to sing too much, just when people aren't around. Anna, when do you like to sing?
Well, I don't like to sing in front of other people either, so I usually sing in the shower or when I'm driving in my car.
Those are good places to sing. I think a lot of us sing in the shower or when we are driving. Now, what do you like to do with your friends, Anna?
Well, I like to go to the movies with my friends, but I really like to be outdoors, so hiking, biking, and spending time in parks.
That's great. Well, today we have two friends that like to spend time together. They like to sing. So we'll get to meet them soon, right after we learn our key words. Here's Christina.
今天在故事的最后会问你一个问题，所以要注意听咯。Rachel 和 Sean 是好朋友，他们都喜欢唱歌，两个人常常会一起跟着音乐一起唱。唱歌就是 sing, they like to sing songs together.但是 Rachel 唱歌实在不怎么好听，所以 Sean 每次都必须把音乐开得很大声，把音量加大就是 turn up. She turned up the music. 尤其当 Rachel 唱到高音的时候，更是没有办法听。高音是 high note. 名词 note 就是音符。She can't sing high notes very well.听 Rachel 唱歌有时候真的是很痛苦。形容词痛苦的就是 painful. It's painful sometimes. 结果 Rachel 跟 Sean 说他要去参加歌唱比赛。他问 Sean, 你觉得怎么样？你觉得我的声音可以吗？声音就是 voice. What do you think about my voice? 忽然之间一阵沉默。There was a pause. 名词 pause 就是停顿、暂停。所以当人感到犹豫不知道该如何反应的时候就会停顿。There was a pause. 那你呢？如果你是 Sean, 你会怎么回答 Rachel 呢？
It was Saturday night. Sean and her friend Rachel were in Sean's room. Rachel often visited Sean's house on the weekends. They liked to sing songs together.Sean was a good singer, but Rachel was not. Sean let Rachel pick out the first song. They sang with the music, but right from the start, Rachel sounded bad.
So today is our Talk About It lesson.We have a story and two friends, and something happens. We'll talk about it, but you should talk about it with your friend at home, too.
So today, our two friends are Sean and Rachel. They are hanging out in Sean's room. It sounds like they do this often.
Yeah, Rachel often visits Sean's house on the weekends. When you go to someone's house to see them,We say you visit them.
And these girls both like to sing. They take turns picking out songs to play. Sean let Rachel pick out the first song.
Yeah, well, this is a good sentence to know. It's our grammar point today. So let's first talk about the phrase, pick out. This means you choose something. In the morning, you pick out the clothes you want to wear.
And this grammar point is saying that one person let the other person pick something out.
Okay, Anna. So, you and I are going to watch a movie later. Anna, I'll let you pick out the movie.
Great! You are going to love it, Peter. It's about a girl on a farm, and she loses her cat.
That sounds awful.
It's a wonderful movie.
I'm sure it is, but maybe I shouldn't let you pick out the movie.
But it's my favorite. Well, anyways, Rachel picks out the first song. They sing with the music. Friends, do you like to sing? What's your favorite song?
Well, maybe you do like to sing, like our friend Rachel. But right from the start, Rachel sounded bad.
Uh-oh. How about we talk about this phrase, right from the start? That means at the time something begins.
Yeah, that's good for your writing. You can say right from the start, I thought it was a bad idea.
Exactly. Well, friends, it's time to move on to Part B. Let's see what happens next.
Sean turned up the music. Listening to Rachel sing the high notes was not easy. Some songs were more painful than other songs. And Sean almost jumped at one of the last notes. Although Rachel sang off-key, they always had fun. They spent hours laughing and singing.
Here's my favorite song,
Rachel said.
The last one was good too,
Sean said.
Our friends are singing in Sean's room. They're having a great time. They really enjoy singing.
That's right. But Rachel is not a good singer. Let's look at a few of these sentences. Sean turned up the music.
But if Sean turns up the music, they can't hear them singing. Oh, I understand. She doesn't want to hear the singing. Well, let's go to Christina to learn more about this phrase, turn up.
为了稍微盖住 Rachel的声音, Sean都会把音乐开大声一点. She turned up the music. Turn up是我们今天学的片语, 它是把音量调高的意思。 动词turn这个字可以当作变成的意思, 而up有提高往上的意思, 所以turn up就是调高音量。 所以以此类推的话, 你可以猜到turn down就是把声音关小了。 其实这样的片语你应该也不陌生, 我们还学过turn on开灯开电视 都可以用turn on, 而关电视或关灯就叫做turn off。 我们来复习一下打开turn on关上turn off开大声一点turn up关小声一点turn down。
Yes, so some of the songs were more painful than other songs. What is this talking about? Well, what we're talking about here is that more songs sounded awful and other songs were more painful than other songs.
And the third, Sean almost jumped at one of the last notes. I think the note that she sang was just so high and so loud that it made Sean almost jump out of her chair.
Ooh, that sounds terrible. Well, friends, let's take a short break right now. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Anna, I'm telling you, you can be honest with me.
Oh, Peter, I am.
What?
I told you already, that looks terrible on you.
Oh, come on, you don't mean that.
Yes, I do. You should take it off, Peter. Don't let anyone see you wearing that.
You gotta look pretty good.
Well, friends, Peter's going to take that thing off of his head. We're going to go to the third part of our story. Let's watch.
After singing for a while, the girls took a break. They sat on Sean's bed and talked.
Hey, Sean. The school singing contest is next month. I already signed up. What do you think? Do I have a good enough voice?
There was a pause. Sean didn't say anything at first. What should she say? What would you do?
After teaching for a while, Peter and Anna took a break.
But now we're back, Peter, and ready to teach.
Anna, I was just repeating how part three starts, okay? What do you think we should talk about then?
I know. Let's talk about the calendar phrase. What do you think?
Sure. I asked you, what do I think?
No. Peter, I said, let's talk about today's calendar phrase. What do you think?
I already told you, Anna. That's fine with me. What do you think?
No, Peter. What do you think? That's today's
calendar phrase.
What do you think?
What do you think?
你认为如何？
啦啦啦啦啦！
Are you singing?
Yes. What do you think? La 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 la.
Your voice is loud.
Yes. What else? La 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 la. What do you think?
Your voice is different.
Yeah. What else? La 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 la. What do you think?
I think you should stop. What do you think?
What do you think?
你认为如何？
Well, this is a great question to use. When you want to ask someone what they think, just use today's calendar phrase. Okay, Anna, so what do you think?
Peter, I told you already, that wig looks terrible.
Hey! Do you have a good reason for doing that?
Do I have a good reason? Yes, I have a good enough reason. That looked terrible, like I told you. You know what? How about we just go to Christina right now, and you can fix your hair.
Rachel 问 Sean, 你觉得我的声音可以吗？够好吗？ Do I have a good enough voice?中文比较不会用这种说法来表达，所以我们可以来练习一下。当你想要问某件事可以吗？够好吗？就可以用这个句型。比如 ,Do you have good enough computer skills? 你的电脑技能够好吗？或者 ,Do I have high enough scores? 我的分数够高吗？因为这比较不是中文的表达方式，所以你要多练习才能够用得自然哦。
Thanks, Christina. That was a very helpful explanation. So Rachel is asking Sean about her voice. Your voice is the thing you use when you talk or sing. I am using my voice right now.
And the question is my voice good enough? What she means is, will she do well in the contest?
But then...There was a pause, just like now.
Ooh, I don't like that. Sean doesn't say anything at first.
That's right. She doesn't know what to say. This is a good friend of hers. She doesn't want to say she sounds bad, but what can she say? What can she do? Friends, make sure to talk about that at home. But right now, it's time for us to review our keywords.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Sing. Sing. We can sing another song.
Turn up. Turn up. Please turn up the air conditioner.
Note. Note. Play some notes on the piano.
Painful. Painful. Doing this homework is so painful.
Voice. Voice. She has a beautiful voice.
Pause. Pause. After a pause, the music started again. All right, friends, those are our keywords for today. And now it's time for us to take a look back at today's lesson one more time.
It was Saturday night. Sean and her friend Rachel were in Sean's room. Rachel often visited Sean's house on the weekends. They liked to sing songs together. Sean was a good singer, but Rachel was not. Sean let Rachel pick out the first song. They sang with the music, but right from the start, Rachel sounded bad. Sean turned up the music. Listening to Rachel sing the high notes was not easy. Some songs were more painful than other songs. And Sean almost jumped at one of the last notes. Although Rachel sang off-key, they always had fun. They spent hours laughing and singing.
"Here's my favorite song,"
Rachel said.
"The last one was good too,"
Sean said. After singing for a while, the girls took a break. They sat on Sean's bed and talked.
"Hey, Sean, the school singing contest is next month. I already signed up. What do you think? Do I have a good enough voice?"
There was a pause. Sean didn't say anything at first. What should she say? What would you do?
What was that?
Me! I'm practicing!
Practicing what? Scaring people?
Very funny! No, I'm practicing for the singing contest!
You signed up for a singing contest?
Yes! I have a beautiful voice! La 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 la! La la!
Ginger, your singing is painful. You sing off key.
Oh, yeah? Well, those high notes aren't easy. Here. La, 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 la. Now what do you think?
Ginger, I think your singing is terrible.
Okay. I know what I have to do.
Good. Drop out of the contest.
No. Practice more. La, la, la.
Oh,
la,
no.
La, I can sing.
Well, it looks like everything is ready to go. I am so excited about the party tonight.
Yeah, me too. My girlfriend is coming to town. I can't wait to see her.
Think about all the amazing food that we will be able to eat.
Jenny, you are always thinking about food. I am more excited about the music.
Of course. A party isn't a party without music. What music will you be playing?
Don't you have the music?
No, of course not. You do, right?
But, Jenny, Jenny, I... music, let, pick, oh... I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Have no fear, Super Sentence Man is here. You are trying to say I let you pick out the music.
Yes, 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 I let you pick out the music.
You never told me to pick out the music.
Well, now, hold on a second. You two can argue about this later, but just for fun. Peter, can you use this super sentence in another way?
Of course I can. Judy let me pick out the car.
Ah, Judy, whoever she is, let me pick out the car. Great job. And now it's your turn, Jenny.
Here it goes. I let Peter pick out the music.
I let Peter pick out the music.
No, you didn't. I let you pick out the music.
Okay, okay, you two. Now hold on just a second. You can argue about this in a minute. But for now, let's say this together with a smile.
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Now you can argue about the music.
Jenny, I let you pick out the music.
And I thought I let you pick out the music. Arguing doesn't solve the problem. We have no music.
Okay, okay. If we hurry, we can still pick out some music before the party. Let's do it together.
Okay, let's go.
Wait, wait, wait. Where are you going? We can pick out music from my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for joining us today. So, what do you think Sean can do?
That's a really hard question. Well, Sean could lie to Rachel and say, "Your voice is great." Or Sean could tell Rachel the truth, but it may hurt her feelings.
Yeah, well, she doesn't want to lie to her because then everyone at the contest might make fun of her too. This is a tough choice.
That's right. What would a good friend do? What would you do for your friends? Well, we hope you enjoyed our lesson today. Thanks for joining us, and come back next time for another great lesson right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.